Grab your scuba gear and let's dive in. This week, it's cetacean trivia. Cetaceans, those water-dwelling mammals that we all love, right? As always, we've got three rounds of 10 questions each. The dorky, geeky, and nerdy round, each one harder than the last. If you're on the hunt for more trivia, visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. I'm your slightly buoyant host, Brian Rollins, and this is episode 340 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. Deep breath, let's go. The Dorky Round. Number one. What is the largest animal on Earth? The blue whale. Not only is it the largest animal currently living on Earth, it is the largest animal ever to live on Earth. Number two, what do you call a group of dolphins? A pod. Number two, whales come in two varieties, toothed and what? Baleen. These whales are filter feeders. Number four, cetacea are broken into three groups, whales, dolphins, and what? Porpoises. Number five, what animal is often misnamed as a killer whale? Orca. Number six, what 1993 film revolves around the liberation of an orca? Free Willy. Number seven, all cetaceans belong to what class? Mammalia, or mammal. Number eight, which ocean is home to the most species of cetaceans? It's the Pacific Ocean. Number nine, how do whales communicate over vast distances? They sing. Whales' low-frequency sounds can travel up to 10,000 miles. Number 10. What 1851 novel follows the crew of the whaling ship Pequod and her revenge-minded captain? Moby Dick by Herman Melville. The Geeky Round. Number one, what cetacean is known for its long spiral tusk? Narwhal. Number two, what is the largest toothed whale? The the sperm whale? Number 3. What type of whales are brought to the future in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home? Humpback whales. Number 4. The iconic flipper from the 1960s TV show was what kind of dolphin? A bottlenose dolphin. Number 5. What is the name for the method used by dolphins to emit sound for navigation and hunting? Echolocation. Number 6. Cetaceans breathe through what opening? A blowhole. Number 7. Typically, what shape are dolphins' teeth? They're cone-shaped. Number 8. What do you call a baby cetacean? A calf. Number 9. Usually, how many babies do cetacean mothers have at a time? Only one. In the case of twins, one usually dies because the mother cannot produce enough milk. Number 10. Of the three groups, whales, dolphins, and porpoises, which can survive in freshwater? Only dolphins and porpoises. The nerdy round. Number 1. Baleen whales have bristles made of what? Keratin, like our hair and nails. Number 2. Bailey, in Finding Dory, was what type of white-toothed whale? He was a beluga whale. Number 3. Some whales, like beluga and narwhal, have the highest brain-to-body mass ratio after what other animal? Humans, though sometimes I wonder. Number 4. What's the term for a cetacean's tail? A fluke. Scientists use patterns on the fluke to identify individual creatures. Number 5. What popular animated TV show features an episode with a dolphin rebellion? The Simpsons. It was their Treehouse of Horror 9 episode. Number 6. What is the smallest cetacean living on Earth? The vaquita, the porpoise only measures about 140 centimeters. It's found in the northern end of the Gulf of California and is critically endangered. Number 7. In 2025, which country hunted and killed the most whales? Norway. They took more than double that of Japan. The U.S. took 68, but these were for subsistence for Native American tribes. Number 8. Sperm whales have a reciprocal predator-prey relationship with what mollusk? The giant squid. They both eat and are eaten by the deep sea creatures. Number 9. What phenomenon causes whales to beach themselves in groups? Mass stranding. Number 10. The oldest whale in the world is over 200 years old. Which species is it? A bowhead whale. Scientists estimate the whale was born around 1814. And that's it. It was a whale of an episode, right? Yes, that pun was on porpoise. Trivia and jokes. We've got it all here. Let me know what you think about the trivia on social media. I know the jokes are brilliant, so no need to comment. Next week, it's geography and history trivia. Here's a hint. What South American country gets its name from Italian explorers calling it made of silver? This is our second visit to South America. I'll see you back here on Wednesday. This was the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. When a U.S. expedition is attacked, three survivors, a professor, her student, and a soldier are saved by a mysterious vessel, the Namtsev. The enigmatic Captain Nikto elects to keep the captives aboard, requiring each of their skills for his daring pursuits. But as evidence of a rogue submarine alerts the world's navies, the captives must work together to avoid annihilation. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea is a fast-paced adventure thriller that's described as the classic Disney adventure meets The Hunt for Red October. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea, a modern retelling of the Jules Verne classic, written by Richard Wycliffe and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available right now on Audible or iTunes. Discover adventure and madness beneath the waves.